Because District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal believes everyone in San Antonio is welcome, they should also be protected. He is proposing an update to the city's anti-discrimination policy and to consolidate it all into one ordinance.
The city already exists under a system of non-discrimination policies, and they include race, gender, national origin, religion, and so forth. And all that this proposal does is attempt to add to that list.
At the council's governance committee, the five council members, including Mayor Julian Castro, talked out the issue with City Attorney Michael Bernard in front of hundreds of people on both sides of the issue. Bernard said San Antonio isn't blazing new territory here. But while committee members like Councilwoman Ivy Taylor and Councilman Chris Medina and David Medina say San Antonio must not discriminate, they do want more time to talk through the controversial proposal.
While we certainly want to create a community where we have laws that ensure that everyone is treated fairly and equally, we also can't fool ourselves into believing that we can dictate and legislate people's hearts and minds, because we cannot do that.
But Mayor Castro may have set the ultimate tone on the policy.
To say that you agree with this ordinance is to say that you do not believe that someone who is gay or lesbian ought to be discriminated against in the same way that an African American or Hispanic or a woman shouldn't be discriminated against.
He said this issue will go to council and that he believes it will be passed. For now, a draft of the policy will be made and be presented to the full city council at B session, which is a briefing session only. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.